This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's This Week in America, the importance of fiber in your body and health. That's next with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-936-0754. 800-936-0754. That's 800-936-0754. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Leading holistic health and lifestyle expert and author Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will talk to us today about a very important topic for all of us, the healing power of fiber in our diet. We're all likely to have seen the word fiber on food packaging and heard of foods claiming they contain in high amounts of fiber. But what actually is fiber? What are the different types of fiber we're dealing with? Well, today, Susan, we'll talk about the ABCs of fiber, how much we all need each day, why it's so important to our health, and what are some of the best high-fiber foods with impressive grains of fiber in them. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. Important topic. First time we're talking about it today. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. It's great to be back with you again. And I know on all of the decades we've been together, on occasion we touch on fiber, but we've never devoted an entire show to it. And it's one of my favorite topics, and it's more important than ever before, as you'll see as our discussion takes place here. So I'm very excited about this today.
And I am looking forward to this. And let's start talking about why you chose this topic, why it's so important, why you love this topic so much, and you spend so much time in talking about it, address it in your many books as well. Take your time in doing this. So lay the groundwork. What is fiber? Why is it so important to you to get this message out to us?
Absolutely. Because most people don't eat enough fiber. Now, one of my most favorite in the world, fiber studies of all time, it was done in 2019. It was published in The Lancet. It was by the researcher Andrew Reynolds. And the study conclusively found that when people consume more dietary fiber in foods, not supplements, they not only reduce their risk of having a heart attack, they also reduce their likelihood of dying from heart disease, of being diagnosed with multiple types of cancer, of having stroke, and of being diagnosed with diabetes. Now, these conditions, Rick, I just mentioned, are now 4 of the top 10 causes of death.
Wow.
So consuming more dietary fiber reduced the likelihood of dying. When people ate more fiber, this is the bottom line, they lived longer and healthier lives. Now the reason this is so critical to me is not just this data, but also the fact that 19 out of 20 in the United States are not consuming even the minimally recommended amount of fiber. So this is the most important nutrient, and 19 out of 20 people aren't getting enough of it.
That's staggering.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And in the American Gut Project, which, by the way, is the largest study to date to connect our diet and lifestyle choices to our microbiome, the friendly, all the good bacteria in your gut, they found that the diversity of plants in your diet is the most important factor for gut health. So it's not simply counting the grams of fiber, although we'll talk about that in a moment, or eating your healthy bowl of fiber-rich oatmeal. But if you take that oatmeal and you add in raisins and walnuts, maybe blueberries, maybe a few chia seeds and freshly ground flax meal, you can take what is already good for your gut, like the oatmeal, and make it even better. So my message to everyone during the show today is not just to eat plants, but to eat as wide a variety of plants as possible. And that's something that we all need to learn how to do. And I'll finish by saying there's a really great book out called, it's a good title too, I wish I thought of it, Fiber Fueled. Mm-hmm. It's by an author, a medical doctor, Dr. Will Bulsiewicz. They call him Dr. B. And
yes.
He suggests, yeah, the acronym FF, not for what you think it might stand for, but F goals, F-G-O-A-L-S, to remember what fiber to eat. And he says F is fiber, and that includes fruit and fermented food. G is for greens and whole grains. O is for omega-3 superfoods, seeds, like I always talk about, chia,
yes,
flax, and hemp. A is for aromatics, meaning onions and garlic. L is for legumes. And then he had to figure out something for the remaining ones. They're all under the S in goals. And S is for sea vegetables, shrooms, which is short for mushrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, sulforaphane, which refers to that phytochemical you and I have talked about before that's in cruciferous vegetables that's so very protective against cancer. And he also recommends, as I do, eating fermented foods every day. And this is all based on a 2021 study from Stanford University, where for 10 weeks they had people increase their fermented food intake. And what they saw was very surprising. When you have an increase in diversity with fermented foods, it really affects in a positive way your microbiome. And when you check that microbiome, what's going on, you know, in your colon, that's one of the best ways to measure your gut health. And they saw more diversity within the microbiome. That's great. And which also resulted in a reduction in measures of inflammation. Now, that doesn't mean that you should sit all day and eat bowls and bowls of sauerkraut, a fermented vegetable. That's fermented cabbage. But a tablespoon of sauerkraut could be considered a healthy serving. And some people might think, well, I don't want to eat that. It's got a lot of salt in it. I'm on a low-salt diet. But this small amount of salt is okay if you're on a low-salt diet. And the same is true for other fermented vegetables like kimchi, tempeh, miso, kombucha, kefir. And when you include some fermented foods, and by the way, there's yogurt, too. You love yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you include these fermented foods, you're helping build a healthy gut. And that's what science is showing us. And I'll just add a little caveat here. A little P.S. And that is, you want to, when if you take a probiotic, and I have fermented vegetables, and I eat a lot of fiber because I eat a plant-based diet, but I take good pro and prebiotics every day to make sure there's no nutritional gap. And when you have good strains of bifidobacterium, one of the, these are great words to bring up at boring
parties. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, to liven up a boring gathering. But if you have bifidobacterium, some good different strains of it, and maybe a probiotic that you take, they have found that people with high levels of bifidobacterium, guess what? They don't get COVID. And if they get COVID, they have no symptoms. And it keeps inflammation down in the body, and it keeps their immune system functioning at a high level. So anyway, this is all information we're going to go through today, and then you'll get out a pen and paper, because I'm going to give you a chia seed pudding recipe shortly that you can write down, but you can also get it right on my website.
And that website is SusanSmithJones.com. You can follow Susan on Twitter at SusanSmithJones. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The topic today, the importance of fiber in your body and health. Let's talk about fiber. That's a term that we, again, hear a lot about. You've talked a lot about it. What is fiber, and what are the different kinds of fiber that we need on an ongoing basis?
Yes. Now, by the way, you only get good fiber-rich, this nutrient of the fiber, in plant-based foods. It's not in any animal food. It's not in meat, pork, you know, beef, chicken, fish, dairy. It's in plant-based foods. That's where you get fiber. It's a type of carbohydrate that our bodies cannot digest. And most other carbohydrates we eat end up broken down into the simple molecules, the sugar molecules. And there's an insoluble fiber that obviously can't be broken down, and instead it passes through our bodies undigested. And it really helps give our digestive system that good flow so you don't get constipated. We're going to talk about constipation in a moment. But fiber will help the body regularly use sugars. It keeps hunger at bay when you have fiber in a meal. It helps our blood sugars stay in balance and in check. It helps keep our colon clean of toxins. And then there's also soluble fiber. This will dissolve in water, and insoluble fiber does not dissolve in water. Soluble would be more, a good example of that would be oatmeal. The soluble fiber feeds the beneficial bacteria in our gut. So insoluble acts like a broom that sweeps through the colon so you don't get clogged up and you can get rid of all the toxins. The soluble fiber, a different kind of fiber, feeds our gut the healthy bacteria, the friendly, healthy, great bacteria that it needs, the prebiotics, the probiotics, and that provides so many benefits we'll talk about.
I'm sure everybody is asking, okay, I need fiber, probably. I need more fiber in my diet. The statistic you gave of people who are not getting an adequate supply of fiber, I use the word staggering, it really is. So how much fiber should we be eating each day?
Mm-hmm. And let me just reiterate, I said 19 out of 20 people
Yes.
in the United States are not even getting minimally recommended amounts of fiber. So this is a good number to know. According to the Institute of Medicine, women aged 50 and under should consume about 25 grams of fiber a day. Men 50 and younger, that would be you, should consume about 38 grams of fiber a day. So men need a little bit more than women. Now, the recommended amounts for men and women over 50 decreases to 21 grams for women, 30 for men, and that's because the overall calorie consumption decreases when we get older. Now, I don't eat fewer calories because I keep working out when I get older. In fact, I'm in better shape now in my very, very senior years than I was 30 to 40 years ago. So I eat a few more calories a day, and I don't get, and I'm over 50 without a doubt. And I don't keep it at 25 grams. I get about 40 grams a day. And we're going to talk about hemorrhoids and constipation next. But keep these numbers in mind, because towards the end of the show, I'll give you some examples of foods and how many grams of fiber they have in them, so you can think about, well, am I getting enough fiber? Because you can prevent the major causes of disease and death in the U.S., by just upping the fiber content.
We're giving you,
a
lot of...
I'm getting very excited.
Well, you are. And Dr. Susan giving us a lot of information. All of this you'll find and so much more on our website. Very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. So what happens to your body? You've touched on this with a couple of issues that people deal with. What happens to your body when we don't get enough fiber?
Yes. And let me just say in passing that I cover this in detail in my... and my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. I have a whole detox rejuvenation program there. So not eating or supplementing your diet, even though I said food's the best way to get fiber, it's good to take probiotics and prebiotics. And if you don't think you're getting enough fiber, maybe we get a little bit in a supplement way, but we want to get most of it from food. And I'm going to quickly go over constipation, hemorrhoids, your blood sugar level, IBS, and cardiovascular issues. Let's start on constipation, something people don't normally talk about. One of the clear signs and symptoms of a fiber is constipation. And remember what my grandmother used to tell me, honey, I want you to have one good bowel movement a day. And if you're lucky, let's have a couple more bonus rounds that same day. And she was right. Ideally, if you have a very, very healthy digestive system, you'll go number two about three times a day. I still know medical doctors that tell their patients, and they tell me, my doctor said if I have 2 to 3 bowel movements a week, I'm healthy. I say, get a new doctor. He's probably overweight and not healthy, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. So constipation is a clear sign you have a fiber deficiency. If you have less than 3 bowel movements a week, you are severely constipated, and your digestive system isn't moving waste out of your body quickly enough. Ideally, like I said, you should have at least one good bowel movement a day, and the best is after each meal. It's not that you're evacuating what you just had in a meal, but it might be 2 or 3 meals before.
Yes.
And when you're even slightly constipated, Rick, your colon will absorb the water from your waste, making it all dry out. And once it dries out, all that fecal matter, it becomes even more challenging to push the waste out of your body. So keep in mind that constipation issues never should be ignored. You know, if left untreated long enough, it can lead to serious complications like hemorrhoids, fecal impaction, rectal prolapse, and many other issues.
Let's pick up with, I think hemorrhoids is something you've talked about, and that's an issue we see commercials all the time dealing with that. Let's take a station break here before we get behind on the program. The importance of fiber in your body and health is today's topic with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and we'll be back and pick up on today's topic right after these messages. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-936-0754. 800-936-0754. That's 800-936-0754. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-515-6319. 800-515-6319. 800-515-6319. That's 800-515-6319.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. The topic today, the importance of fiber in your body and health. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, a leading holistic health and lifestyle expert and author. We'll talk about the books as we go through the program as well. We're talking about what happens to your body without enough fiber. We covered constipation. Dr. Susan, pick it up. I think you're hemorrhoids, the next one I believe you're going to talk about here.
So we know that you're probably not eating a meal right now, everyone.
Not anymore.
Hemorrhoids are also known as piles, and they're swollen veins located in your anus or your rectum, and they can happen outside of your rectum or outside on the skin around the anus. And what do hemorrhoids have to do with fiber, you're thinking? Well, I've already mentioned that, because without enough fiber, you become constipated. When you're constipated, you may begin straining during a bowel movement or sitting for long periods of time on the toilet, reading many magazines. By the way, I have no magazines in my bathroom. and that means not enough fiber will lead to constipation, and constipation can lead to hemorrhoids. When you up your intake of grams of fiber and combine that with exercise and enough water, fluid, you'll find that within a day or two, or three at the most, that constipation will go away.
Interesting. All this on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. While you're there, sign up for the monthly newsletter. It's free, a wealth of information. You can follow Susan on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. And we're continuing our conversation here of what happens when you do not have enough fiber. So these are the warning signs that you need to up the fiber. What else falls into that category?
Yes. Well, how about managing your weight and let's balance your blood sugar level.
Okay.
Losing weight and keeping it off. Now, that's an issue for so many people in the United States. And it's difficult for most people, but not if you get wired for high-level wellness. You'll get the whole program. You can lose easily 10 pounds in 30 days, and it will just melt away. But when you don't eat enough fiber, it makes it even more difficult to lose weight. Eating more fiber often helps with weight loss because it keeps us feeling full and satisfied after eating, giving our stomachs enough time to communicate with our brain, signaling that we're full and it's time to stop eating. And the fiber also helps to balance our blood sugar and insulin response, which helps stabilize our appetites and promotes fat burning instead of fat storage. That's another great fiber fact. And then here's another one as well. Fiber has zero calories since it's a non-digestible carbohydrate. Now, moments ago I said, and yogurt's a good fermented food. And I said, you would like that because I know you like yogurt. Now, remember, yogurt has no fiber in it. It's a dairy food. However, it's fermented. But be careful when you're eating yogurt because you do it the right way. You don't buy yogurt that's already sweetened and has a lot of fruit in it because
yes.
They add a lot of sugar. You get the plain, and then you add your fresh fruit to it. If you eat yogurt and you get plain, and that's the way to do it, the Rick way to do it.
So I'm doing something right. That's good news.
Yay. And then another issue that happens when you don't get enough fiber, it's IBS.
Oh, yes.
Irritable bowel syndrome. And that's not fun to have. You know, I've helped many people with that over the decades. And it is linked to not getting enough fiber. A popular treatment for IBS is to add in more fiber to the diet. However, doctors and IBS sufferers, you got to have a good doctor or I'll come to Susan. You need to work together to manage certain types of high fiber diets, as some high fiber foods could make symptoms worse. I write about this in Wired to High Level Wellness. But it usually begins when you just really, your whole gut and microbiome suffer because you're not getting enough fiber. And then the last category has to do with, you know, the number one cause of death in the United States is heart attacks and cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death for adult men and women in the United States. And here's the cool thing. Scientists have irrefutably identified key nutrition and lifestyle factors that can prevent heart disease. If anybody comes to me with heart disease, I can teach people how to reverse it. It is reversible with what you eat and your lifestyle choices. And eating a high-fiber diet is at the very top of the list. If you have heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high LDL, high triglycerides, low HDL, you've got to get more quality fiber in. Shortly, I'm going to be very practical and specific about what to eat and what not to eat.
You will find all of this, the topic today, by the way, the importance of fiber in your body and health, all of this on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter as well, at SusanSmithJones. On the website, you can sign up for the newsletter, get all the information on the books that Dr. Susan has talked about. Dr. Susan, excellent job. Thank you for joining us. We'll do it again next month.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.